20th Century Fox brings you Hope Floats, a romance about a young mother who returns to her hometown when her marriage ends, starring Sandra Bullock, Harry Connick Jr. and Gina Rowlands.
Welcome to the Tony Post Show. I am your host, Tony Post. We love life. I love life. I love life. I love my job. You know why I love my job? Because I get to wake up each morning and spend it with you. That's right. That's right, and I mean that. We're going to talk about real things today. We're going to talk about real people. We're going to get down, we're going to get dirty, and that's what makes a difference. All right, let's start with our first guest. Connie Phillips from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi.
Now, we want to ask you, first of all, tell us a little bit how you feel about your friend, this friend we've heard so much about.
You know, I'd walk through fire for her. She's not just a friend, she's my best friend, you know?
Your best friend, right. And tell me, how long have you been having sex with her husband?
A little over a year now. He doesn't love her. He loves me.
And does she know why she's going to appear on our show today?
She thinks she's here for a makeover.
Ouch. That's got to hurt. Well, you know what? I'm sure we're all wondering here why you chose to reveal this to her, your friend, on national television.
Because I want her to hear my point of view. I really want her to hear me, you know?
Fair enough. Let's bring her out. Let's bring out your friend, Birdie. Come on out, Birdie. Get Birdie back.
Birdie comes out of a soundproof booth wearing a blindfold.
Birdie, hi, Birdie. So tell us, how do you feel?
Well, I'm perfectly delightful, thank you.
Okay. Birdie, do you recognize the voice of the person sitting next to you?
Hi, Birdie.
Connie?
My best friend, Connie?
Absolutely correct. Go ahead and take off your blindfold.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Birdie, Connie is your best friend?
She's my best friend.
And she told us that she loves you very much.
Yeah. I love you, too.
And the last thing that she wants to do is to hurt you in any way. Connie?
Birdie? Billy and I are having an affair. He doesn't love you anymore. He wants to marry me.
What?
Connie wants you to know that your friendship is very, very important to her, and she loves you very much, Birdie.
Have you been sleeping with him?
Well, yeah.
Actually, Connie told us that she had sex with your husband, Bill, in your home on your living room floor. I want to hear what Bill has to say. How about you? You want to hear from Bill? All right. Let's bring Bill in. Come on in, Bill. Join us, won't you?
Bill is led out from another soundproof booth.
Come on. Bill, thank you for appearing on the Tony Post Show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and take off your blindfold, Bill. Bill, are you having an affair with your wife's best friend?
Birdie looks devastated as the spotlight shines on Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's it. We've got to take a break. I'm sorry, we're going to be back with some more sizzle on the Tony Post Show. You join us back.
A little girl in the audience, dressed in a pink frock and glasses, is sobbing.
Bernice, did you get my suitcase in the car?
Yes.
Yeah, Mama, we should be there a few days. Well, if it's not an inconvenience.
Birdie's at home going through the laundry while Bernice is packing up the car.
Oh. All right.
She takes a knife to some of it and buries her face in one of Bill's shirts. Birdie and her daughter drive away from their house.
Don't look back, sweetheart. It's bad luck. Turn around. Put on your seatbelt. Take the wheel. Bernice, don't be a baby. Just take the wheel. Come on. Come here.
Birdie reaches over for her handbag and takes out a letter which she gives to Bernice.
Dear Princess, I know you're confused now and I don't blame you. I want you to know none of this is your fault. This is between your mom and me. Not a day will go by when I won't think about you and wish you were with me. I love you, honey. Be nice to your mom. All my heart, Daddy.
The little girl curls up on the car seat and rests her head sadly on her arms.
Baby, baby, I'm aware of where you go. Each time you leave my door.
Birdie heads out of town.
I watch you walk down the street, knowing your other love you're gonna need. This time
they stop at motels on the way and gradually get further and further into the country. They arrive in Birdie's hometown of Smithville.
What's that funny smell?
House.
Is this where you were cream of corn?
Queen of corn, honey. 3 years running. A feat unsurpassed in the history of Smithville. Okay, so maybe that was a long time ago, but believe me, honey. Once upon a time, your mama knew what it meant to shine.
They pull up outside a large family house at the end of a long drive. It's twilight, and the house is decorated with lanterns.
Oh, you're here? You're actually here? Oh, my baby. My babies.
Bernice.
Look at you. You are so pretty. Oh. You look just like my mama, you know that? And Bert.
Hey, Mama.
Bert, do you take up drinking?
No, I have not.
You mean this is you stone sober? You look just awful.
Well, I feel awful, Mama.
Well, you look it.
Well, I feel it.
Well, you look it. Here, let me take one of those. Come on, honey, I got a present for you in here. Come on.
Here, Mom.
I just can't believe you're here. Okay. Okay. That's a present from your grandpa and me.
How is Daddy?
Oh, he's fine. He has a little cold this week, so we can't see him till Saturday, but he's, you know, he's fine.
Good.
It's a bunny purse. You don't like stuffed animals? That's all right. Come on, we'll get you settled first, okay? But be very quiet, because we don't want to wake up Travis. You remember your cousin, don't you? He got so excited waiting for you all to arrive, he just pooped out. You see those? They're scaredy cats. You get it? Your grandpa and I made a fortune off of them. Birdie, lock the door. You want to be murdered in your bed?
Don't worry, sweetheart. If they bite you, they got rubber teeth.
Grandma killed those animals herself.
No, honey. They come here already dead. See, this way they live forever.
Scaredy cats.
Yep, the scaredy cats. This is a nice room, isn't it? You see that door right there? Leads right into mine. Is that neat? Okay. That about does it. Oh. Got a little surprise for you. So you don't bump into doors at night. Okay. Feet in. Arms in or out.
Oh.
Snug as a bug in a rug. Good night, baby.
Birdie turns the lights out and goes back to her own room. She sees the photograph of Bill on her bedstand and gazes wistfully at it. Birdie tosses and turns. She dreams of a dog swimming. She wakes up to the sound of a dog barking. She goes to the window. And there she sees her mother feeding ducks in a stream at the end of the garden.
Bad dog, Huckleberry. Bad dog.
Bad dog. No.
No, no.
Travis is crouching on the floor.
Sweet dog, Mama. You didn't tell me you had a pet. Hey, Travis. How are you?
All right, Travis. You're a boy again. Go sit at the table and eat breakfast.
Oh, better do what she says, Travis. Grandma stuffs bad little dogs. Any calls?
Any messages we get will be right on that bulletin board there. All right, y'all, dig in here.
Bernice, you remember Travis, don't you? He visited us in Chicago, what was it? 2 Christmases ago?
He chewed my little house on the prairie. Where's Aunt Desiree?
Aunt Desiree's living in Hollywood now, isn't she, Travis? She's doing a pilot.
Oh, really? And what's he like?
That is a show for television, Smarty.
Oh.
Aunt Desiree's gonna be on television?
Oh, well, I was on TV, too. A fat lot of good it did me.
Well, I am proud of both of my television daughters. Birdie, you look so beautiful on that TV. I mean, everybody thought so.
Who's everybody?
Well, everybody in Smithville, that's for sure.
Well, honey,
if you don't want people to see you, why'd you go on television?
Because, Mama, I wanted a... wanted a free makeover, that's all.
You got one. Just a different kind, that's all. So, Bernice, what are your plans? Stop that, Travis.
My name is Aunt Birdie.
Well, stop that, Aunt Birdie.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's time you made some. You know, you're starting a whole new life here. Anything you wish is possible. Is that marmalade over there? Oh, no. Excuse me.
Travis, I said stop it.
If anything's possible, like Grandma says,
mm-hmm.
I want more friends. What if they don't like me here?
Oh, Bernice, sweetheart. Don't worry too much. You're a likable girl, Bernice. You are. You want more friends? Is that what you wish for?
Yeah.
Granted.
Bernice, telephone.
Hey, Daddy. I miss you so much. Daddy says hi. He really misses me.
I'm sure he does, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you only missed 6 weeks here, huh? I'm sure the schools in Chicago are way ahead of here. So you sure you don't want me to pick you up after school today?
I'll walk home with Travis.
Okay.
They pass a group of girls training as cheerleaders. Birdie remembers when she was one of them.
Smells the same, like peanut butter and paste. There's not?
Hmm? All right. You look perfect.
You ready?
Maybe I could go in alone.
Show them you're the independent type, huh? Yeah. You're gonna do great. Go knock them dead.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye, Mom.
Hey, come back here. What's the matter with you?
Bye, Mom.
Bye, baby.
Bernice hurries into school.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Harry gave me a turtle. Okay, he drank that water fast. Brandy.
He drank that water fast.
Very good. He drank that water fast. That's the correct answer. Very good.
Okay, Bernice. All right, class, this is Bernice Pruitt. Bernice comes to us from Chicago.
Bernice smiles shyly.
Now you take the desk next to Kirsten. That'll be your seat. Kirsten, go on, honey. All right, class, let's open up your books to page 76, chapter 3. Now pay attention, because you're going to have a quiz on Monday.
She's got Popeyes.
Bernice, you just follow along with Kirsten, okay?
Birdie and her mother are sorting out in the loft.
I didn't do anything. Why is it always my fault?
I didn't say anything about fault. I just asked, you know, what you did, that's all.
Nothing. People fall in love, they fall right back out. It happens all the time.
You never even told me you're having trouble with Bill.
Maybe it's because I didn't want to hear I told you so. Besides, how could we have trouble? Prom queen, quarterback, pride of Smithville. Practically left town on a float.
Well, maybe you were special, you know? But then again, maybe you're just like the rest of us. Except you were riding around on flowers made out of toilet paper.
You just never liked Bill.
Oh, I like all of God's creatures. I just like some of them better stuffed. And he's one of them. Why don't you just cut to the part where, you know, he started fooling around?
Well, at cocktail parties, the women that Bill worked with would never... They'd never look at me. The eyes were always surveying the room, looking for somebody better to talk to. She's a beauty queen from Smithville. I was worse than ordinary. I was a joke. That was it.
No. You were never a joke.
Oh, yeah, I was, Mama. You could see it in his eyes. You can't mistake that.
Tears come to Birdie's eyes, and she looks away from her mother. Her mother puts an arm around her to comfort her.
You know, crying over it won't make it clean. Life just goes on, and you gotta move along with it.
Yeah.
Birdie shrugs her mother off irritably.
Bud.
Weasel. How's your dinner, Kermit?
Good.
Well, we seem to be the only ones enjoying it. Did you ever see two such mopes? That's a mope, and that's a mope.
All right, Mama.
No, it isn't all right. I mean, look at me. My life has no big meaning or direction or purpose, and I'm happy. Look at Kermit here. You think it's easy being green?
Ribbit.
Oh, I saw that, Bernice. That smile means there's hope for you.
I got it!
You expecting someone?
I mean, it might be Justin Matisse. I mean, he said he might drop over after his day job. He's helping me fix the porch.
Mama, I don't want to see Justin Matisse.
Why? Because your hair's not fixed? You know, he's back from California.
So what?
And, Justin, come on in.
Mama.
A striking young man in denims follows the kids across the hall to be greeted by Birdie.
Hey, Justin.
Well, well, well. If it ain't Birdie Calvert.
It's Pruitt. Birdie Pruitt.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Birdie, Birdie, Birdie.
Move on to something else, Justin.
So I heard you'd come back.
Wonder how. Oh, this is my daughter, Bernice.
Bernice, Bernice, Bernice.
It's funny.
You smell just delicious, Justin.
Thanks.
You wearing cologne?
Oh, no, that's a little paint thinner, a little sweat mixed in with it.
Well, it should have smelled good, doesn't it, Birdie? Why don't you go out on the porch and I'll have Birdie bring you some iced tea.
Oh, that sounds great, Miss Calvert. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, Bernice, Bernice, Bernice. Great to see you, Birdie. Look good.
Here.
Oh, hey, Bernice. Thank you. I don't see a glass there for your mother.
She went upstairs. My daddy usually calls about now for one of his daily chats, and then we all turn in.
I see. So how do you like it down here in Smithville?
Wasn't on any maps until we got to Texas.
Well, see, we like to keep it a secret. That way it didn't get all overrun with people.
Seems to be working.
You know, your mother and I go way back.
I know you must. Back home, we had a pet skunk. Mom called it Justin Matisse. Do you think that's a coincidence? All day long, Mom would scream, "You stink, Justin Matisse!" Finally, she just picked up a club and killed it.
Well, that's a sad story.
If you like the skunk, which we didn't. I think she still has that club in her purse upstairs.
So I guess that means she's not coming down, huh?
Not until you leave.
Guess I better go then. Hey, thanks for packing up all my stuff. I appreciate it. I'll see you around. That's what's great about a small town.
Travis turns to go. Grandma's in the loft. She clutches her throat as if she can't breathe.
Birdie?
What, Mama?
Honey, can you give me a hand?
Birdie's upstairs on a balcony watching Travis drive away.
I always hated that expression, Mama.
Well, don't make me use it then. I'm going to turn the shower on for you, and then I'm going shopping later if you want to get out of the house.
Birdie gets up, pulls out the lid of the vacuum cleaner, draws the curtains shut again, and goes back to bed.
I'm building shelves. You look terrible. Been drinking, huh?
Why does everybody keep asking me if I've been drinking? What is there, like a coaster stuck to my butt or something? How long is this gonna take?
A couple of hours. Why don't you go down and get dressed? You'll feel better. You gotta feel depressed looking like that.
Gee, Justin, you always say what's on your mind. It's just my lucky day.
I'm not gonna do you any favors by lying, Birdie.
Well, Justin, I don't need your favors, all right? I just need something.
Is that an invitation?
Travis and Bernice come back from school.
Remember the blue beetle? Promised us a long and happy life.
Birdie is watching old movies in her bedroom. Bernice looks on in disgust.
Forget it. Hansel and Gretel's mom was a terrible woman. Why didn't the witch eat her? I don't think you told the story right.
Honey, your mama's gonna come get you just as soon as she can, I promise. And stop picking at that doll's eyes, will you? That makes me nervous.
Bernice! Come here. What do you think you're doing? What do you think I am stupid? Do you
Bernie,
think
what's the
I
matter?
Wouldn't find out? What do you think you're doing?
Mama, what did I do?
Bernice, if you have something to say to me, say it flat out. Do not say it behind my back. Do you have something to tell me?
No.
Tell me.
What do you want me to say?
Stop playing innocent, Bernice. I know what you told him.
Told who?
Your father, Bernice. I just got off the phone with him. Do you know what he said to me? He said, I'm sorry you're taking this so hard. I'm sorry you can't get out of bed, but we have a daughter to take care of. What did you say to him?
Nothing. It wasn't bad. I just said you were sad. We both are. That's
that
all.
That is our business. That's not his business. Besides, we're not sad. We're fine.
We are not. You don't care about me. Don't ask me about school. You don't even make breakfast for me. You promised Daddy you'd take care of me.
I promised Daddy. Well, you know what, Bernice? Daddy promised me the world. And Daddy didn't honor his promise. And I will break every promise I make to your Daddy, all right?
Okay, Bernice, stop it. That's enough now. It is not a crime to tell the truth. Not in this house.
Don't yell at her.
She's my daughter. I'll yell at her all I want to. Will you just take a look at yourself? Wandering around night and day in your bathrobe? You're hiding out. You're scared. Lord, what happened to you? You used to be so pleasing.
You know what? I had to be pleasing, Mama. With the town joke as a mother, I had to be pleasing when you'd flounce yourself into school with your roadkill hat and your freshly skinned bag, Mom. I learned how to be pleasing.
You're pleasing nobody. You're miserable yourself. And I've never been unhappy. So the joke is on you, honey.
Don't yell at her.
Oh, I'm finished, believe me.
Birdie is hurt by her mother's remarks. Bernice hugs herself sadly. And Birdie goes slowly down the stairs towards her daughter.
I didn't hurt you, did I? Because I wouldn't hurt you for anything in the world. You know that, don't you?
It's okay. Night, Travis.
Night.
Birdie pulls up in a blue four-wheel drive outside an employment agency. She pauses to check her lipstick in the rearview mirror and gets out of the car to cross the road. Someone in the agency is watching her from behind the blinds. She goes in.
We got a beautiful day going for you here in the Austin area, and of course all your favorites here on your oldie station playing all the good ones.
Excuse me.
One right now I know you're gonna like.
Birdie Calvert! I heard you were back in town!
Hello. Debbie Rison.
Debbie Rison!
How are you?
How are you?
Did you come here to see Dot?
Dot?
Dot, she runs the whole office now.
Oh, yeah, I came to see
She'll
Dot.
She'll be so tickled.
Oh, great.
Dottie! In a million years, you'll never guess who came all the way from Chicago, Illinois to see you.
Take me off the intercom, please.
She guessed. Would you like to have a seat?
Great, thank you.
She'll be right with you. I saw you on television.
Really?
I taped it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Birdie!
Come on in. No calls, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't keep you too long.
Oh, no, it's fine. Thank you.
You look beautiful. Same old Birdie.
Same old Dot.
You have no idea who I am, do you?
No, sorry, I don't.
It's all right. When I knew you, I was about 5 inches shorter and about 70 pounds heavier. We didn't exactly eat at the same lunch table.
Polka dot?
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah. Nobody's called me that in a long time.
Oh, my God. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a seat.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's remarkable.
Was I really that terrible before, Birdie?
Oh, no. I just meant that.
Yeah, well, I know what you meant. People change. We get better as we get older.
Yeah.
Gosh, you look exactly the same.
Well, no, actually, I've...
Oh, I know. I heard about you and Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always was the ladies' man. You all right?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, so much of that's staged for TV. It's for ratings and... Mm. Yeah.
So, you need a job. Mm. What sort of work have you been doing?
Housework. Bill worked, and he didn't want, we have a daughter, so I took care of her.
Okay. How fast do you type?
Don't type.
Okay. Computer skills?
Don't compute.
Oh, goodness. You're gonna have to give me some sort of idea of what you're looking for here, Birdie, because I'm not likely to find a listing for prom queen.
Well, I used to take pictures. I was good at that. So maybe I could get a job at the newspaper or Jackson's Portrait Studio.
It's closed down.
Oh.
And the newspaper's not hiring. I can tell you that right now.
Okay.
So.
Dot? I would really like a job. One that I could like myself for. Even if it's just for a little while.
Birdie.
Dot. I don't know how I treated you in high school. I'm guessing it was pretty bad, seeing how you're hell-bent on putting me in my place right now. That's okay. Just put me in a job too. I would really be grateful.
Well. Shoot some pictures over the weekend and bring them in.
Okay. Great.
I'll look them over.
Great.
I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
In a diner, Birdie takes a photo of a waitress who's bringing her a meal.
Enjoy your food, honey.
Thanks.
Birdie hasn't noticed Justin eating at a table behind her.
It's not for sissies, you know. Dining alone. Gotta be made of some pretty stern stuff to do that.
Really?
See, the trick is to seem mysterious. Like the choice is yours.
Impressive.
Yeah, well, you picked these things up.
Thank you. You care to join me?
Can't do that. That'd be cheap. Besides, I'd rather wait. Well, I gotta go. Remember, mysterious. That's the key. Oh, maybe order some dessert. Just to spite him. Make me proud.
Birdie captures Justin paying his bill.
Keep the change, thank you.
Thank you.
At home, Birdie snaps her mother feeding the ducks and reading and sneaks up on Travis dressed as a clown.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow.
She develops the film in an attic darkroom.
And maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. You just smile.
Is it good, Birdie?
Really?
Really?
So do you think you can find something for me like we talked about?
I think I can.
Oh. Great. Thanks.
And then you take the film like so, and you run it through here. Now make sure that this here is shut tight.
Okay.
And then you just follow it along like so. And then it comes out here, like so. And then you separate it.
Like so.
That's right. Now, everyone's film has to be developed in less than an hour.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's free. Any questions?
Nope.
Occasionally, we get pictures of a somewhat questionable nature.
Naked pictures?
Oh, we never comment on them. We just hand them over as if we hadn't seen the thing.
I understand, Mr. Davis.
But first, we make a copy. And we put them in the second drawer under the counter. And you can have a look anytime you want. Just don't take any of them home with you.
Oh, all right.
And you can sit down right there. Birdie Calvert. Oh, I bet the customers will stand in line to see you again.
Birdie sits down at the counter of Snappy Snaps and seems to be pondering all the events that have brought her here.
Oh, yeah, we have a full range of arts and crafts to keep our loved ones happy. It's like summer camp, really, only it's all year round. Lucky them.
Charlie, let's go.
Yeah, here we are. Look who's here, Mr.
She's C. Ready. Told you she was
all
coming.
These people just to see you.
Oh, so good to see you.
Well, enjoy.
So, how you keeping, Daddy? Huh?
Mommy, what's wrong with him?
Baby, it's just a stroke, so nothing to worry about.
A little old-timers.
She means Alzheimer's.
I know what I mean.
But you know exactly what's going on, don't you, Daddy? Yeah. Oh, thank you for the bunny.
Doesn't even know who I am.
Oh, sure he does, sweetheart. It's just a little hard for him to show it. Come on, say hello.
Sure, go ahead. Travis, you want to kiss your grandpa hello?
Travis, dressed as Charlie Chaplin, hides behind his hat.
All right, I think what we need here is a little ice cream.
That's a great idea.
Let Mama and Grandpa have a little time together. We'll be in the cafeteria here.
You'll be okay?
We'll be fine.
So, well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what a nice place we got you in or how good you look. Because we're adults, right? Well, at least you are. Hey, Mama says you do that blinking thing with your eyes. One blink for yes, two for no. Can you do that? Just on your good day, huh? I get it. That was Bernice, Daddy. You remember Bernice?
Birdie gets out a photo.
Bernice, Daddy. She's the best thing I ever did. I wish Bill could be here, but we're having a little bit of trouble. But enough of that, right? I'm gonna write her name right down here on the bottom of her picture. So when she comes back here, maybe you could recognize her and give her a little sign or something. She could really use one, you know? What, Daddy?
He stands in front of her and opens his arms, as if inviting her to dance. He takes her in his arms. She rests her head on his shoulder tenderly as they dance around the room. Bernice returns and watches them dance. Later, Bernice is in bed looking at a pageant scene in a glass ball.
You don't have a daddy either, Ma.
Don't break that. I've had it forever. Come on, it's late. My little burrito baby. Snug as a bug in a rug. You're out of luck if your nose itches. Good night.
The door opens at Snappy Snaps.
Well, if it isn't Bertie Calvert.
Bobby Claire Akins.
Patterson now.
Oh, great.
How are you? I heard about your sad news. How Bill could humiliate you like that in front of the entire world is just beyond me. We have a satellite dish, so we got to see it twice, once Central, once Mountain. You poor thing.
What can I do for you?
Anyway, I brought you these. My sister's wedding reception. Triple prints, please. I'll come back after I get my hair done. I just love this thing you're doing with your hair. It's so down to earth and natural like. I wish I could be more like that.
Well, I'm fearless that way.
Birdie puts the photos through the developing machine. They're all coming out black. She picks up the phone.
Mr. Davis?
I'm sorry, Bobby Claire.
Sorry? You think that does it? These pictures were irreplaceable.
Oh, no, when I was loading the paper, something must have got in the gate.
Look, there's nothing. There's not a blur, not a face with red eyes. You think Debbie Lynn gets married every day?
Debbie Lynn, isn't this her fourth? Or...
It is her fifth, Miss High and Mighty. But they each had very different themes. And now there is nothing to show for it.
Well, at least I caught it before the other ones got ruined.
Oh, yes. You were just Little Miss Employee of the Month. Mr. Davis, I hope I can count on you to make sure that this never happens again. And I believe you know what I mean.
Justin has arrived and laughs.
What?
Oh, dear. Am I going to have to fire you?
Oh, come on. She'll cool off. It's got to be hard carrying around all of the hair, you know?
Well, if she sends a bill, I'm going to have to dock you, Bertie, for at least half of it.
Sorry.
Now, come on. Let's get this back online.
Go get back online.
Shut up.
Did
you know that you were the first girl I ever kissed?
I did know that, yep.
We were playing Spin the Bottle.
Yep. And you stuck your tongue in my mouth. I didn't know you were supposed to do that.
Of course.
I was mortified. Thought you were an epileptic. So I went home and I told Mama that I was kissing you and you had a seizure in my mouth.
Well, I was over the moon for you back then, Birdie. You knew that.
No, I didn't. Why'd you ever say anything?
Coward.
Chicken?
Chicken, pure and simple. I don't know, you and Bill were up here. I was somewhere else. I mean, what would you have said if I'd asked you out?
I don't know what I would have said. I'm not the same person I was back then.
How about if I asked you out now?
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I would have to say no. Because I'm a married woman. What's the matter with you?
Not on a date, though. Just dinner. Married people have to eat, right?
I don't know.
What about I take you to a nice place to get a great fish dinner?
Am I glad we're not having steak? I'm a little rusty at rope and steer.
Yeah, well, you're not so hot at this either. Relax, Birdie. Just sit back and let the fish come to you.
You know who'd love this, though, is Bernice.
Hey. Breathe.
I'm breathing.
Just listen.
So what have you been doing since
it
high school?
It just kills you to sit there and be quiet for 5 minutes, doesn't it?
Like it kills you to answer a personal question.
I went to California.
You didn't like it?
I'm here, ain't I?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
While Justin prepares dinner, Birdie takes photos.
You know those people who publish those calendars?
Uh-huh.
They'd really love your pictures.
So I like pretty pictures. That's who I am. You don't get voted most popular and best smile if you have an edge.
You know, you do have a great smile. Don't show it to me, though. Come here. Hey. Come sit by me. Want help?
Nope.
Don't smile now.
I'm not.
Let's see your smile. He's got a great smile.
Hold on.
He won Smile of the Year in his school. Get it?
At school, Bernice's class play volleyball.
Hit the ball, Popeye.
The ball comes towards her. She hits it straight into the face of Dolores, who looks dumbfounded. At home, Grandma's dressing stuffed animals on the porch.
Can't you do this in the backyard, Mama? It's so embarrassing.
Honey, they're dead. How can they be embarrassed?
I hated this so much when I was your age.
One day, all of this is going to be yours.
Hey, what's wrong? How's school?
Fine. Nuh-uh. Big Dolores is going to murder Bernice. Quiet, Travis.
Who's Big Dolores?
She's the meanest and dumbest girl in school, but she keeps passing because even teachers are afraid of Big Dolores. She has her own gang, too. It's called Big Dolores.
What you got against Bernice?
Bernice hit Big Dolores in the face with a volleyball in front of the whole school. And
now Bernice is going to die.
Bernice, did you hit somebody in the face with a volleyball?
It was an accident.
Well, did you say you're sorry?
But she's going to kill me anyway.
Oh, that whole family's no good. You know, I think it's glandular. Whatever gland produces meanness, they get.
Oh, Mama, nobody's going to kill anybody. I'll just have a talk with her mother and wire and everything out.
No, please don't have a talk with her mother. I'd rather die.
Don't worry. You will.
Travis.
Travis, come on down here and be a tree.
Travis, come here. Go be a tree.
Mom, promise me you won't have a talk with her mother. They'd really have it in for me after that.
Oh, Bernice, don't be so dramatic. Nothing's going to happen.
You're right, Mom. It'll be a normal day.
Oh, yes. Old man Linton's makeout spot. I thought you were taking me out for ice cream. What would your mother say?
She'd probably say, way to go, Justin.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Justin and Birdie arrive at a deserted drive-in movie.
What an incredible night.
Mm-hmm.
Place sure hasn't changed much, has
it? No, not at all.
Not that I came here much.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Bill was always in training, so he said I always put him off his game.
Mm. I see.
Got all riled up the night before.
Yeah, you didn't look so happy on TV.
Come on. Doesn't anybody watch public television anymore?
I couldn't keep my eyes off of you.
Which part captivated you more? Was it the part where, let's see, where I appeared downtrodden and pitiful? Or was it the part where I looked stricken and grotesque? Because I personally preferred the part where I looked pathetic. I like that one.
I think I just prefer the part where you appeared available.
Grow up.
Don't you feel young over there? Just sitting in this truck. That old man Linton's. God. I feel like I'm 16 again.
Get real, Justin.
Justin's growing amorous. He touches her cheek softly and shuffles across the car seat to become closer. He moves in to kiss her neck.
I've never kissed a man before, Bill.
Said anything about kissing. I say that.
Birdie gets out of the truck and goes to a swing. Justin follows her and pushes her.
Please, Daddy, come and get me before it's too late.
Bernice is talking to a photo of her father propped up on the pillow.
I don't feel so good, Grandma.
Oh. You're going to school today, Rocky.
It's not fair.
Bernice hands her work in to the teacher.
Come on, Travis.
They leave school together. Outside, a group of children wait for her. As Bernice and Travis start to walk, the group parts to reveal Big Dolores. Bernice walks on. She's followed by Dolores and the gang. Suddenly, Bernice swings her school bag at Dolores. Bernice runs, but Dolores catches her up and knocks her to the ground. Dolores gets on top of Bernice and starts to punch her. Dolores has had enough. She leaves Bernice on the ground. One girl stops behind to help Bernice up and hand her back her bag. Birdie's looking at photos on the front porch.
Hey. How was school? Huh? Hey, Weasel.
Fine.
What happened?
She lived.
Bernice is lying across her bed. A skateboard rolls into the room with a radio resting on it. Birdie follows in pigtails and ostrich feathers and begins to mime and dance. Grandma follows, and then come Travis and the little girl. They're all dressed up, strumming saucepans and using wooden spoons and mops as microphones. Bernice laughs and gets off the bed to join them. Birdie and her mother have come to a country and western night at the Cherry Hill Dance Hall.
God, Mr. and Mrs. Whitehead, they were like 100 years old when I knew them.
Grandma waves at Justin, who's seated on the other side of the hall. A young man nearby thinks she's waving at him.
Miss Ramone. Does she want to dance with me?
Oh, no. I mean, my goodness, you go dance with someone your own age. I never.
All right, sorry I bothered you.
Oh, well, all right then. Can you excuse us, Holly?
Barbie? Birdie Pruitt? It's me, Susie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Baby's due in 6 weeks.
I can see that. So I thought you'd moved to Houston.
Well, I'm just in for the weekend. Yeah. Mama told me you were in town.
Yeah, I'm here.
You look wonderful.
Oh.
Seriously.
Well, thank you.
Aren't you clever? That's the way to get Bill to come crawling back to you.
Oh, I don't. That's...
Would you look at Polka Dot? The donut's best friend. Oh, look. There's Justin Matisse. I heard he lost that great job in California because he wouldn't work fast enough. Oops, he's headed this way.
Hey.
Hey.
Honor me.
What?
I want to dance with you.
Justin, I can't.
Excuse us.
Justin, I can't dance anymore. I can't.
Dancing's just a conversation between two people. Talk to me.
He puts out a hand to stroke her bare arm. He takes her hat off and pulls her into him to dance close. Buries her head in his shoulder and wraps her arms around him tightly.
No doubt in my mind, you belong.
Okay, be kind. It's a work in progress. It's a door. Come on in. This is it.
Birdie looks up at a huge vaulted ceiling with a stained glass window. She takes in the architect's drawings on the wall. And she wanders around, touching the wood of the half-built house.
Nineteenth century Texas pine.
I love that smell.
Feel this. It's a tongue and groove.
Excuse me?
They're cut and matched perfect. They fit together. You wanna see the porch? It's this way.
It's gonna have a great view once I get rid of that trailer. This is gonna wrap all the way around the house.
This is nice.
Yeah, they call that a swing.
Maybe you could hang it.
Yeah, I could. This is from Mom and Dad's old place.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's comfy, huh?
Yeah. This is gonna be a real nice house, Justin. Who was your architect?
You kidding, huh? That's half the fun.
You go around Smithville painting houses and you can do this.
Yep.
You could do so much more.
I guess so, huh?
You know what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant. Talking about the American dream. You find something that you love and then you twist it and you torture it. Trying to find a way to make money at it. You spend a lifetime doing that. And at the end, you can't find a trace of what you started out loving. What'd you start out loving?
Don't remember.
For me, it was doing things right. That's all. That's why I came back here, so I could live the way I wanted. I don't know, I figured out of everybody, you'd understand that.
I do. I envy you. Everything you love is right here.
Not everything, Birdie.
Justin, I can't.
As dawn breaks, Birdie wakes up to find herself wearing Justin's shirt, lying beside him on the swing seat. She tiptoes away. She leaves the house to walk home. The sun's coming up as she crosses a railway line.
What makes you try one more time when it's not in your heart?
She arrives back home.
When you can't find it home, you still look at him.
She tiptoes into the bathroom.
I just can't walk.
Bernice is awake and sees her. At Snappy Snaps, the machine is playing up again.
I'll talk to you later.
She had a face on her like a bucket of worms. And I don't know what's going on there.
What's this?
Oh, nothing. Didn't I just invite Justin over for dinner? He sounded like he could use a little cheering up.
I don't want to see Justin tonight, Mama.
Justin is my friend, and if he's feeling down in the dumps, and I feel like cheering him up, I guess that's my business.
Mama, this is not the time for your matchmaking stunts.
Oh, matchmaking? What an imagination! Oh, come on, Birdie, come on. Join us. You don't have to say anything. You know, you could just sit there. Maybe, you know, you could quietly chew or something. Oh, there's nothing you can do about it, sweetie.
I'm going upstairs to sleep.
All right. Now, Birdie, this has never been a rude house. Strange, perhaps, but never rude. Now, I would like you to go and welcome our guest. Hey, I'm still your mama, Missy. You move it.
Hello, Bernice. These are for you.
Thanks, but I'm allergic.
Hey, Miss Calvert.
Hey, Justin. How are you? Wow. Glad to see you.
How you doing?
Good. I don't want these.
Bernice.
Thanks anyway.
Hey, Birdie, what's going on?
Hey, Justin.
Oh, my goodness. You've been cooking in here, huh, Miss Calvert?
Oh, that's nothing. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, let's all sit down here now. That's fine.
You're not joining us, Mama?
Oh, you know, I forgot I ate earlier with the children. You know, I'll tell you, this memory's really going.
Sorry about last night.
I'm only sorry about this morning.
I know you have a crush on me.
A crush? Birdie. This ain't high school, you know?
I mean, you know what I mean, Bill.
Justin.
What?
My name is Justin. It ain't Bill.
I'm sorry.
You know, Birdie.
I'm sorry.
You used to be so... I don't know. Audacious. Bold. People would stop to watch you come down the street. Here comes that Birdie Calvert. Their eyes would light up. You could see it on their faces. Look at me. You think you've lost that. I can still see it. Bill can't see that.
You don't know anything about Bill.
I know that Bill could let you go. Damn, Birdie. When are you gonna face up to the fact that he ain't coming back for you?
You get out of here. My daddy is coming back.
Bernice.
And he loves me, and he wants my mother, and he'll kill you if you ever
come
around here.
Stop it, Bernice.
Tell him.
Be quiet. You better go.
Yep.
Listen, why don't both of you go out? Bernice and I'll stay here and have a little visit.
That's all right. When you get tired of waiting, give me a call. I hope I'm still around. Thanks, Miss Calvert.
Boy, you just amaze me, Birdie. You know, your love life has always been a disaster area. They ought to have those big orange cones all around you.
What can I say, Mama? I'm my own crown of thorns.
Hey, you think life goes on forever? You think behind every chance there's another chance and then another one and another one? It's a worse kind of extravagance the way you spend your chances, Birdie.
Get out of here and don't come back!
Bernice!
Bernice, stop it! Stop it! What is the matter with you? What are you doing?
Why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you say he loves us? He's coming
back.
Oh,
God, Bernice, because I don't know, all right? I don't know if Daddy loves us, and I don't know if he's coming back, all right?
He loves me. He loves me even if he doesn't love you!
Oh, just send him away. What more do you want from me?
I want my daddy. I want to go home to my daddy. He wouldn't have left if you had loved him enough.
No, Bernice, your daddy didn't love me enough.
This is all your fault, and you know it.
Birdie fetches her bag and leaves the house, stepping over Travis, who's dressed as a big furry bird.
Hey, Birdie! Help, please! Somebody! I've fallen over and I can't get up! Help!
You know that is the prettiest one.
Birdie arrives at a bar.
Birdie Calvert.
She looks like she belongs in a bar.
Well, hello, Birdie. It's about time you came by and said hi.
Hey, Mike.
Being good.
Oh,
Well, I'm trying to be. It just doesn't seem to be working out that way. Can I get a vodka tonic extra lime, please?
Sure you may.
Thanks.
Senior citizens home. In a convalescent home. Now, Raquel, what do you want to say to Damius?
Okay, you know how late at night I get calls really late?
What's that? What?
Well, when they call me...
It's on me, Bertie.
They call me to dance.
Hey.
I'm really an exotic dancer.
You shouldn't have done this on TV.
A few drinks later, and a bit worse for wear, Birdie's talking to herself.
What? You know what happens to birdies? It's their cat food. Their target practice. Birdie.
Look, it's a good name. Have some coffee. You might want to pace yourself, Birdie.
Oh, you know what? I'm fine. I'm going to go home.
Sure.
Hmm?
Don't let me get like that. For God's sakes, don't ever let me get like that.
I'm pretty pathetic, huh? Yeah. Poor woman. Husband leaves on national television.
I know, we cried.
You know what? Do not believe everything you see, all right? Boy, if I believe everything I saw down at the Photoshop, I believe Miss Bobby Claire.
Gotta sell some new titties. I'm in
doubt. You know, I got one word for y'all. Polaroid. Oh, come on. Come on, you won.
Come on now, Birdie. Take it easy, okay?
Oh, man. Que sera, sera, people.
Later, Birdie's at home with her head in the lavatory bowl.
Are you okay? What do we do, Mama? Please don't say anything. Don't be clever. Don't be smart. Because I really can't take it tonight.
Why don't you sit on that?
Her mother throws her a towel.
The towels are always so cold in this bathroom.
Everything is so wrong without Bill.
I know.
I miss him so much.
I know.
He used to call me baby. I never in a million years thought I'd be a woman who liked that, but I did. With him.
Sure you do.
I miss his hands. I miss his hands the way that he would put them on the small of my back and just lead me into a room. To make me feel so safe. I miss all that.
Of course you do.
Oh, God. I know it's so easy to blame him, but you know what? I think it's me. I do, because he used to look at me, and I used to see myself in his eyes. It was like he saw me, and I was audacious, Mama. I was. And then, I don't know, things started to change. The harder I tried to be what he wanted me to be, the less I saw myself in his eyes. And just one day I looked and I was gone.
I still see her.
No, Mom, no, no. It's happening with Bernice too. It's happening with Bernice. She doesn't even look at me the same way. And it's like this wall between us, this wall, and it's killing me. Because the one thing that I said when I grow up, if I ever had a daughter of my own, she would know her mother loved her, and I would hug her, and I would tell her nice things, and I wouldn't just let the daddy do all the hugging.
Grandma raises her eyebrows. Birdie lies down, her head close to her mother's knees.
And I know I realize that. I realize that it doesn't matter who or what or when or where the hugging happens. Sometimes you just need a hug. And it just didn't work out that way.
No, I've seen you hug your daughter. She knows you love her. Yeah, Mothers love their daughters. Even if they show it poorly.
Grandma strokes Birdie's hair. Birdie wakes up next morning on the bathroom floor. She looks at her watch and realizes she's overslept.
Julia, here's the talent show, Leah.
It's up! The audition list is up! I hope I'm near the beginning. I'm so nervous.
Bernice!
Birdie hurries with Bernice's lunchbox to the school gates. She's still dressed in her nightie with a coat over it.
Bernice!
And I was gonna do a poem. They don't like too many poems.
Hey, Birdie.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Fine. Well, what's up?
I was wondering if you could, Bernice!
Yes!
Bernice, honey!
Isn't that your mom?
Birdie keeps on showing Bernice her lunch bag.
Sweetheart!
But Bernice doesn't want to come and get it. She ignores her mother, and she and her friend Julia go back into school.
Could she just, give this to her? She forgot her lunch.
Sure, sure.
Thanks. Thanks, good to see you again.
Birdie looks shattered by her daughter's rejection. She gazes at the empty playground and then turns from the school and walks sadly away from the gates. She crosses the school playing fields, and then as it starts to rain, she wanders troubled through the streets. Birdie arrives in her father's room at the retirement home. She picks up a blanket to cover his knees. This wakes him up.
Hey, Daddy. Do you remember who I am?
Hello.
Hi.
Isn't she beautiful?
He shows her a photo of Bernice.
Yes, sir, she sure is.
That's my daughter, Birdie. She's marked for happiness.
And how do you know that?
If you look at her, child, you'll see it.
By God, you're right. I see it.
At the house, Bernice is in bed.
Hey, honey. Your mom called a while ago. She said she'd be home soon. You want me to tuck you in? Yeah. How tight?
Tight.
Okay. No, there's a bug in the rug. You're so much like your mama, she used to love me to tuck her in real tight.
I'm not like her. We're different. It's like we're not even relatives.
Oh, well. Yeah. I know what you mean. Relatives are trouble. I couldn't agree more. Did I ever tell you about Walter, my brother? No? Well, what you have to go through with your mama and suffer, that's what I had to suffer with Walter. One day we were playing out back down by the river, and we came across the most beautiful anthill you ever saw. And Ben Walter, he immediately kicked it and stomped on it, just scattered it to the four winds. I just started howling.
No, I yelled for my mom. I ran up and I grabbed her and dragged her down there, just crying and carrying on. Anyway, my mama was trying to calm me down, so she said...
Unknown to them, Birdie has crept up to the bedroom door and is listening outside. Her mother's story reminds her of her own childhood.
Black snakes just started scurrying every which way, just working hard to build their home back. And I said, why did they do it? I just give up. I mean, it's hopeless. And my mama said, yeah, you know, if there's just one of you. But there's lots of ants down there. And they're all relatives. They're family, just like we are. Well, that's what families are for. That's why they invented families. So hopeless didn't get the last word. So, listen, if ants can do it, I figure we can do it. You know, my birdie has a lot more strength than she's ever known. And one of these days, she's going to realize it.
I love you, Grandma.
Oh, honey, honey. My cup runneth over.
They share a big hug.
Say, haven't you got a birthday coming up here pretty soon? You want to tell Grandma what you wish for? No.
No.
No? Well, never mind. I'll figure that out. I have my magic ways. Good night, honey.
Night.
Oh, Birdie, when did you get home?
Oh, a little while ago. I went to go see Daddy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, you were always Daddy's girl.
Not just his, Mama. Thank you.
Well, you're most welcome. I'm gonna get some tea. You want some?
No, I'm okay. Thanks.
Grandma's made her tea and taken it upstairs to her bedroom. She's propped up in bed, taking a sip. She coughs, comes over faint, and drops the cup.
Grandma? Grandma?
Mama?
Grandma!
Mama? Mama? Mama, what's up?
What's wrong? Mama? Mama?
Oh, God, Mom. Bernice, go dial 911. Mama. Happening to me. Come on, not now, Mama. Come on, not now. Don't do this to me now, Mom. Come on, Mama. Don't do this to me now. Wake up, Mama. Mama, wake up. Wake up. Mama. Mama, please. Oh, God. God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. 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 No.
Birdie hugs and rocks her mother. Grandma's room is empty. Her things are everywhere. Stuffed animals, hats, jewellery. Birdie goes into her mother's room. She goes through the clothes in the wardrobe, picking them out to have a look at them. She finds a black dress, holds it up against herself. And then she smells it and buries her face in it. The smell reminds her of her mother, and she's overwhelmed by her own emotions.
privileged to have known Ramona Calvert all my life. I don't believe she needs to be idealized in death beyond what she was in life. A complicated woman and a generous one, proud and yet humble enough to help many of her neighbors, quietly, simply. The mother of two fine daughters, the wife of one good man. She doesn't require any fancy words from the likes of me. All I need to say is, I will miss her, as will we all. And I know, even seated next to our Father in heaven, she'll still be Ramona enough.
She came back. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you.
May she rest in peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. May God be with you. And also with you.
As the funeral ends, Bernice has spotted her father, and she runs to him.
Daddy, I knew you'd come back. I knew it.
Take it easy, Bernice. You're choking. Come on. Let me get a look at you.
Travis takes down the portrait of his grandmother.
What are you doing?
Taking it home.
Okay. Hey.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Want to come see Mommy?
As guests leave the house, Travis sits alone on the front porch. Justin joins him.
Hey, Travis. You mind if I sit down? Bertie, why don't you sit down? That can wait.
Inside the house, Bill sits with Bernice.
Would you like any sugar or cream with that? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
How are you, sweetheart? Want anything?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Outside, Justin picks up something from the table.
You got a telegram? I waited my whole life to get one of these. Still ain't happened. It's from your mom. I tell you, she must care about you an awful lot to send you a telegram.
For Aunt Bertie.
Even so.
You did.
What you thinking about?
Aunt Bertie wants me.
Yeah, she does.
My grandma's dead.
Bertie, you're not going to make me feel bad about this. Only thing I'm guilty of is falling in love. I didn't want it to happen. I didn't seek it out, Bertie. It just happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about me or Connie? Because you seem to fall in love real easily, so it's only natural to be confused.
Here you go, Daddy.
Didn't I tell you to play outside?
You're not leaving till you stop fighting.
We're not fighting. Nobody's fighting here.
Nope. You never did you? Things always came real easy to you, didn't they? Real easy. Hey, almost as easy as discarding your wife and child, huh? Kind of like a to-do list. Wife's gone, check. Daughter's gone, check, check.
Hey, Bertie, you left, remember?
No. You left long before I left you.
Ah, this isn't about who left first, Bertie. We're not in love with each other anymore.
You said you weren't gonna fight.
Bernice, if you do not get out of this house, you're gonna wish you had.
Don't you ruin anything!
Look, if you fell out of love with me, you should have left me a long time ago instead of skirting around behind my back.
Maybe I'll go there one day.
Where's that?
California. To see my mom.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd like that a lot.
Yeah.
come you're sitting out here all by yourself? Where's that crazy Bernice?
She's inside with her father.
Everything's okay, right?
Yeah.
So what you feel like doing? Wanna go for a walk or something?
Aren't you going inside to say hi?
Don't you know? I came over to say hi to you.
Hi.
God, I would have stayed with you forever. I would have turned myself inside out for you.
Birdie, I wouldn't have let you. People grow. They change. They have to.
You don't think I know that? I know that I'm not what I once was. I know that. But then again, neither are you. You're sad, you're weak, and you're shorter, if you want to know the truth. But I haven't changed so much that I would go and lie to somebody that I loved. God, I would walk through fire before I let them feel like they were nothing. And I would never break up anybody's home because I'm not a quitter. I care about my family.
I'm in love with Connie. Now, Bertie, this is my chance for a fresh start, and I'm taking it. I'm sorry.
Then you should take it. If that's your chance, then you should take it. You're right. You and Connie deserve each other. You were lucky to have me. But you know what? I think I already got the best part of you. And she's standing right out there. And she's waiting for me. I don't know what's left over. Just all of a sudden, doesn't look so good anymore. So what do you want? Why'd you come back? You want my permission? You want my condolences? Why'd you come back?
I didn't want to do this today, but it's because I'm on a divorce, Bertie.
I'm coming with you, Daddy!
Bernice hurries to start packing her things.
Bernice, what do you think you're doing?
I'm going with you.
Honey, that's impossible.
But I'm going with you.
No, you gotta stay here with your mama. Bertie, you gonna help me out here?
You told me you wanted me with you, remember?
Listen, honey, I've gotta go. Now, don't do this to yourself, okay? Don't make a scene. Now, go on back inside. Go ahead.
Bernice follows her father to the car, closely watched by Birdie, who decides not to intervene. Bernice puts her bag in the boot. Her father takes it out.
Stop it, Daddy!
Bernice, you know I'd take you with me if I could.
You can!
Try to understand, baby. Connie and I, we need this time to ourselves to try to make a go of it. Then I'll come back for you. I promise. I no. promise. I promise. Now go on inside, please.
You want me!
I'll always want you, Bernice. You're my little princess.
No.
But your mama, she needs you.
No.
And you need her.
No, I love you.
I love you, princess. I gotta go.
No! No! Daddy! 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 Daddy!
Birdie goes to her distraught daughter. She tries to console her. She picks her up and carries her back into the house.
pretend that letter was from Daddy.
What an imagination you have. You know, I always thought that I was gonna be, I don't know, special. But I'm not. I'm just an ordinary person. And that's okay. Because you made me special. Don't you know that? Don't you know that you are everything in this world to me? And we are gonna make it through this because we are a team. Birdie and Bernice, the coolest chicks in Smithville. So don't you ever think about leaving me again. Because I need you. I love you.
Me too.
Good.
Bernice reaches for her mother, and they hug. The next day, Birdie stands in the stream feeding the ducks, just like her mother used to. Bernice watches. At the photo shop, Birdie seems to be at a loose end.
Anything interesting come in while I was at lunch?
No, sir.
Oh no! Look at these! Birdie?
No, what is wrong with this stupid machine? God, I tell you,
The photos are all coming out black again, except for one, of a man standing in front of a truck holding a bunch of flowers. Birdie looks up, and outside there is the same truck and the same man, Justin, holding flowers. She leaves the shop.
You'll do anything. Okay, Mama, stop pushing.
She laughs as she walks towards him. She takes the flowers, and they put their arms around each other. When you love someone. Justin sweeps her up into his arms and deposits her in the truck. He hurries round to the driver's side to jump in and drive her off. Birdie, Bernice, Justin and Travis are watching the floats and fireworks at the pageant. Bernice has her own pageant in a glass ball now, and she carries it carefully.
Y'all ready?
Why don't y'all go ahead and we'll talk to Bernice for a second.
Are you stuck with us now, buddy?
Well, what are you looking at?
Cup when it's over.
Mom? What?
Are you gonna marry Justin Matisse?
Oh, honey, I don't think I'm gonna get married for quite some time. Why, you don't like Justin?
It's not that. It's just...
What is it?
I...
You can be honest with me, tell me.
I just don't want to be known as Bernice Matisse.
Oh, God, Bernice. You are a fine girl, you know that? I never said any different.
My dad says that childhood is the happiest time in my life. But I think he's wrong. I think my mom's right. She says that
childhood is what you spend the rest of your life trying to overcome. That's what Mama used to say. She said beginnings are scary, endings are usually sad, but it's the middle that counts the most. You need to remember that when you find yourself at the beginning. Just give hope a chance to float up. And it will, too.
The four of them arrive back at the house. Justin and Birdie are holding hands. The end. Hope Floats starred Sandra Bullock as Birdie, Harry Connick Jr. as Justin, Gina Rowlands as Grandma, and Mae Whitman as Bernice. It was directed by Forrest Whitaker and produced by Linda Orbst. Audio description by Dillis Morgan for the MCS Agency on behalf of British Sky Broadcasting.
The evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my. No, you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, so no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go blind, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel mine.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by. Ever since I've known you, it just seems you're on my way. All the rules of logic don't apply.